Mohammed Shamalik and his family have farmed this one-hectare plot of land for three generations. It used to yield dozens of crates of peppers, cucumbers, and lettuce each season. And its location on a major highway running almost the entire length of Gaza provided a steady stream of customers. But not today.
The people are tired. I've just picked two boxes of cucumbers, and since this morning I've only sold 1 kilo. People find them too expensive. Everything is costly.
Since the Egyptian government destroyed the smuggling tunnels into Gaza and restricted access to the Rafah crossing, says Shamalik, prices for fertilizer have skyrocketed. This aggravated a 6-year blockade by Israel. The Egyptian government says militants were using the tunnels to stage attacks in the Sinai Peninsula. Many Gazans doubt this. They think Egypt's new leaders are trying to undermine the governing Hamas movement, which supported deposed Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood. Shamalik says many more Gazans are out of work now. He has had to lower his prices and is barely breaking even.
The solution is for things to return like they were. Open the crossing, reopen the tunnels so that all the workers can return to their jobs.
That does not appear likely under the new government in Cairo. So all farmers can do is try to hold on and hope things change eventually. Scott Bob, VOA News, Gaza.